Good evening. Welcome to the Solera Report. Today is Thursday, November 3rd, 2011. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. I'm speaking to you from the San Francisco Bay Area. I spoke here last week in Mill Valley. It was a great turnout. The topic was investment strategies for changing times. I talked for about an hour. Then we had a great, very lively Q&A session for another 45 minutes. We're making a videotape and plan to have it up by next Friday, November 11th, so it'll be streaming through the Internet. It's available and free for all Solera Report subscribers, so look for that mid-month. Preceding the event, I also did a two-hour interview with Bonnie Faulkner of KPFA Radio on her show, Guns and Butter. It was called Unpacking Mr. Global. She's running it in two parts. We published the first, and the second will be up next week when she runs it on KPFA Radio. Tonight, a very special treat. We're hanging out with the artist today, which is exciting for me. Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright John Patrick Shanley on his new play, Sleeping Demons. It's the third in a trilogy called Church and State, which included one I think most people know about, Doubt, which Shanley produced and directed, wrote, produced and directed, or maybe I should say wrote and directed, and it was made into a movie with Meryl Streep. Very, very, very extraordinary film. I spoke with John last week. We recorded it last week, so we're going to play the interview. And then I'm going to be talking about, afterwards, the new movie Margin Call. Sleeping Demons and Margin Call are both extraordinary artistic productions. They take us into the heart of the housing bubble from opposite directions. The first, Sleeping Demons, from the streets of New York, and then Margin Call from the skyscrapers of New York. And it really is, if you remember Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness, it really looks into the heart of darkness of what we as human beings did in the housing bubble, whether it's the one predatory lending situation on the streets described in Sleeping Demons, or the packaging and selling of trillions of dollars worth at the top of the financial system. So both stories sort of weave the same issues of good and bad and corruption and redemption at both the micro level and the macro level. And as you watch them, you can go from the very macro level down to the street level and back up. It was wonderful to read those and watch those back to back.